Welcome to the LeanZone.com podcast, where we discuss construction contracts, liens, and bonds. And now, our host, Alex Barthet.
Hi, my name is Alex Barthet. I'm a construction lawyer at the Barthet Firm. Today, we're going to talk about four very specific disclosures that may be required by the law to be in your construction contract. Let's get started. The first is the lien law disclosure. If your contract is in excess of $2,500 and is for the construction or repair of a residential dwelling up to four units, then your contract is required to include a certain disclosure. This disclosure needs to be at least 12-point font, bold and all caps, and needs to be either on the front page of your contract or needs to be on a separate page signed by the owner. In essence, this disclosure informs the owner that if they don't pay you, you have the right to lien their property and possibly sell it in a foreclosure proceeding. This disclosure is only required by those who have a direct contract with an owner. If your contract is as a subcontractor or supplier, this disclosure is not required by you. Additionally, if the owner hasn't suffered any prejudice because you did not include the disclosure, a court will not likely impose sanctions upon you. If the owner happens to be a licensed general contractor, the law says they didn't need the disclosure in the first place. Next is the construction defect disclosure requirement. If you have a contract with an owner, you're obligated to include a certain disclosure that informs the owner that to the extent there is a construction defect, Chapter 558 of Florida statutes will control. Chapter 558, in short, is a procedure that exists prior to a lawsuit to give both the owner and the contractor an opportunity to both investigate and hopefully resolve claims regarding construction defects. Next is the recovery fund disclosure. This disclosure is required for any contract between a contractor and a residential owner in excess of $2,500. The disclosure informs the owner that to the extent the contractor violates one of the provisions of Chapter 489, which includes financial mismanagement or any type of fraud committed by the contractor, the homeowner may be able to recover his or her losses from the recovery fund, a fund maintained by the state solely for the purpose of compensating owners because of violations of contractors.
This episode is brought to you by the Construction Lawyers Alliance, a network of the top construction lawyers from around the country. At ConstructionLawyersAlliance.com, you can search construction law topics in nearly every state. Visit ConstructionLawyersAlliance.com to find the construction law answers you are looking for and a seasoned construction lawyer that can assist you.
Finally, are certain municipal disclosures. Certain counties and even some cities require that you include certain provisions in your residential construction contracts. As an example, Miami-Dade County in Chapter 10-33 of their municipal code requires that a contractor signing a contract with a residential owner needs to include roughly one entire page of disclosures. These disclosures are in addition to, not in lieu of, all of the other disclosures we talked about. If you do the type of construction work that requires these disclosures, it's imperative that you take the time to amend your contracts so that your contracts comply with the law.
Thanks for listening to the LeanZone.com podcast. You can subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, or in your favorite podcast app. For articles, videos, and forms on this and other construction topics, head over to the LeanZone.com.